I was studying about the eagle and the eyes of the eagle, I had two different thoughts. And I started studying, actually, on this first thought that I had. And then Sunday night, I was at Craig and Sarah's. And at 1:30 in the morning, I woke up and I had this dream. And I still remember that dream. It was that vivid. And in the dream, and part of it was the Lord just told me, this is a spiritual battle you're fighting, and the battle is mine. So I woke in my, I couldn't go back to sleep, so in my half sleep, I remembered the last two lines of, I will rejoice greatly in the Lord. I remembered the last, he has clothed me with the garments of salvation. He has covered me with robes of righteousness. And I couldn't remember the first two lines, but I could sing those last two so in my mind. So I got up at 3:30 in the morning, and I'm looking to find out where that scripture is. And then the other song was the weapons of our warfare. And so I said, okay, Lord, then I'm supposed to study about the armor. So that's where this all started, because that was the second thought I had, was the armor, when I was studying about the eagle. And as I was studying about the eagle and its eyes, I was struck by this following part of information. The fierce look of the eagle is due to the placement of a bony ridge above its eyes, the small amount of bare skin between its eyes and its sharp beak. And when I was studying on that, I thought, man, the armor. And that's as far as I got in that thought. The ridge protects the eyes from protruding tree branches when it perches on the trees, if you'll remember that thought. And it's protected, it's hard. It's a hard bone that's above it. And then I thought, we are protected when we are fully clothed in the armor of God. And the longer we walk with the Lord, the more we learn of the things of God. And the more we learn, the more we understand. And now we can understand that we have an adversary or an enemy that is set on destroying our faith. And so we're going to start with Ephesians 6, 10 through 18. We won't get all of it done tonight because there is just so much. And I'll tell you right now that when I was studying this, I went verse by verse, and there was just so many scriptures, and I thought, well, what I'll do is I'll just kind of combine. And so just to let you know now that as we go through, the scriptures will be in order as they are in the Bible, so it'll be easier for you to find. So we'll be combining different parts, but it's all talking about the same. It's talking about the battle and being prepared. So we're going to start in Ephesians 6, verse 10. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Excuse me. Verse 14. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Verse 18, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. So we're going to go back up to verse 10. We get our strength from the Lord. It's not our strength that we go to battle. We can only go forward in battle in his power or his strength and his might. And I looked up the word might because I thought, what's the difference between power and might? And might's a little stronger. It says forcefulness, ability. So we go forward in his forcefulness and his ability. It's nothing we can do in ourselves. And then in verses 11 through 13... They were told exactly what enemy we're up against. We're up against the devil. and all of his armies and all that he can use to come against us. We are beseeched, and that word means to ask urgently and fervently to do something. And what we're asked to do is to put on the whole armor of God so that we can withstand anything that Satan brings against us. We are to be fully prepared for battle. Why? So that we can stand strong in the battle. If we're not fully prepared when we go out, we're going to get discouraged. We're going to get worn out, tired. We may even just want to give up. So now we're going to go to Deuteronomy chapter 20. And all of these scriptures that we're going to be going to cover the verses 10 through 13. So Deuteronomy chapter 20, we're going to start in verse 1. This is when Israel was going to have to go out to battle. But it's the same for us in a spiritual battle. When thou goest out to battle against thine enemies and seest horses and chariots and a people more than thou, be not afraid of them, for the Lord thy God is with thee, which brought thee up out of the land of Egypt. And it shall be, when you are come nigh unto the battle, that the priest shall approach and speak unto the people, and shall say unto them, Hear, O Israel, ye approach this day unto battle against your enemies. Let not your hearts faint, fear not, and do not tremble, neither be ye terrified because of them. For the Lord your God is he that goeth with you to fight for you against your enemies to save you. And I was so encouraged in that, because the Lord does the battle. He does the fight for us. And that's what it was encouraging. It doesn't matter what comes against us. We can trust the Lord to be on our side and to fight for us. We don't have to stand there alone. And that, so I was just, verse 4 just really spoke to my heart. Now we're going to go to Deuteronomy 31. Deuteronomy 31 and verse 6. Be strong and of a good courage. Fear not, nor be afraid of them. For the Lord thy God, he it is that doth go with thee. He will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. Again, we're not to be worried, because he will never fail us. He will never leave us. Joshua 1. I love Joshua. Joshua 1:9. In any of these scriptures, you could read so many scriptures around them, but I had so many that I just had to pick out a verse. So verse 9. Have not I commanded thee, be strong and of good courage? Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest. And I was so encouraged about that, whithersoever thou goest. He is with me all the time. Yeah. Now we know the story of Job, but what I wanted was this particular verse, Job 2:2. Because this tells us really how diligent Satan is. And the Lord said unto Satan, From whence comest thou? And Satan answered the Lord and said, From going to and fro in the earth and walking up and down in it. So I pictured in my human thinking brain a map of the world, you know, and we have them flat. So when you look up there, to and fro, he's going east and west, back and forth. And then it says walking up and down. He's going north and south. Constantly. North and south. East and west. He is always looking for someone to destroy. He cannot rob us of our salvation. But he can cause us to lose faith in the Lord. He can hinder us. He can really discourage us in the Lord if we allow him. But I just, you know, for some reason we've read this back and forth, you know, many, many times. But I just pictured that map. That's how diligent he is. To and fro. But you know, as diligent as he is, the Lord is much, much more and above and beyond. Psalm 27:14. Psalm 27:14. When we get discouraged, and we do, we're human. When we get discouraged and we're about to give up, we hear these words: wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. He asks us to wait on him. Let him fight the battle, and he will strengthen us to continue to have that faith in him. Psalm 56, verse 3. Psalm 56 and verse 3. What time I am afraid, I will trust in thee. In God I will praise his word. In God I have put my trust. I will not fear what flesh can do unto me. When we are afraid, we're to trust. That's all he asks us to do, is just trust in him. Isaiah 35 and verse 4. Isaiah 35 and verse 4. Say to them that are of a fearful heart, be strong, fear not. Behold, your God will come with vengeance, even God with a recompense. He will come and save you. You know, we're not the only ones fighting a battle. And sometimes we know when somebody else is fighting a battle. Sometimes they'll call for prayer, or they'll ask for prayer, or whatever. That's when we're to tell them, Don't fear. Don't be fearful, because the Lord is right there with you, and he will take care of it. That's when we can encourage someone else. And a lot of times, we're encouraging someone else when we're going through a trial. We may not know it, but we are. And I'm so thankful that there are ones that we can trust to lift us up in prayer. And that's what we are to do. And so I encourage you, if you don't call for prayer, call for prayer. Because that's what the Lord wants us to do. He wants us to have us lift up one another and be strong, because it's encouraging to know that you're not alone in these things that Satan's bringing at you. It may not be the exact same thing that's coming at you or me or you guys. It may not be the exact same, but he is coming at us. And he's coming at us with a vengeance. And I think that it's going to get worse the closer the time of the Lord's coming. I really do. Isaiah 40. Isaiah 40. Verse 28. Hast thou not known? Hast thou not heard that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is he weary? There is no searching of his understanding. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increaseth strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. I was so encouraged this. Have we not heard through the years? I know that I've heard it in this meeting. I've heard it in Carbondale growing up. I've heard it from Gary, that the Lord is, he's a constant. He never It gets tired. He never, you know, we get these old bodies, we get tired, but the Lord never fails. And when we get tired and we get faint, he gives us power. Yeah. When you have no might, that means when you really literally cannot stand, emotionally, spiritually, physically, or whatever. He gives the increase of the strength that we need for that moment. And it doesn't matter, even the youth, I mean, young or old, it doesn't matter. We all can say that at times we get weary, we get tired. None of us can say, I'm strong in the Lord all the time. And we just, I mean, that we're human. We're not God. Mark 13. Whoops, wrong chapter. Mark 13, 22. For false Christs and false prophets shall rise and shall show signs and wonders to seduce, even if it were possible, even the elect. But take ye heed, behold, I have foretold you all things. There are ones trying to lead us astray. There are ones that Satan can use that we've heard of it. In our times past, you know, ones that they do awful things and everything in what they claim to be, I'm a prophet and things. They're willing vessels for Satan. And even the elect, it says, nobody is spared from people trying to tell us the wrong things. And we have to know. We have to be able to recognize when somebody is coming and giving false doctrine. And the only way we can do that is to be in the Word. 1 Corinthians 10:13. First Corinthians 10, 13. There hath no temptation taken you but such as is common to man, but God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that you are able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape that you may be able to bear it. Everyone that loves the Lord will have to fight spiritual battles. We will be tempted, but God will never put more on us than we can bear. And that is a comfort. And when we are fully armed, we can withstand it. Now let's go to chapter 16 and verse 13. Chapter 16, 13. Watch ye. Stand fast in the faith. Quit you like men. Be strong. We are to watch, to stand fast, and to be strong. We're to be diligent because we have no idea what direction Satan's going to come at us. We need to be diligent and be able to recognize when he does that. 2 Corinthians 2:11. 2 Corinthians 2:11. And the reason why we need to be watchful and steadfast and strong is because lest Satan should get an advantage of us, for we are not ignorant of his devices. That's why we are to be watchful. We need to be able to recognize the false doctrines, the false teachings, and all of the things that Satan would try to get us to turn away from the Lord. To turn our hearts away from the Lord. 2 Corinthians 10:4. We sing this tonight. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Our weapons are spiritual weapons. It's prayer. It's being in the Word. It is a spiritual battle. 2 Corinthians 11, verse 13. Yeah, I lost my place there for a second. For such are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into the apostles of Christ. And no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. Therefore, it is no great thing if his ministers also be transformed as the ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their works. There again, it's just saying, there are going to be those that are going to claim that they're here in the name of the Lord to do his work. And if they are bringing something other than what is truly in the word of the Lord, and you have to be able to rightly divide the word of God. Paul warns us of this very clearly. We have to be aware. Just think, you know, Satan used a serpent to talk to Eve, beguile her. He can use anything if we let him have a little opening. Galatians 5:1. Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. And we're not to be caught up under the condemnation of the law. Christ has freed us from that. Again, as Paul said, does that give me liberty to go out and do whatever I want and sin? No. But we're not condemned. Don't allow yourself to be put under that condemnation of the law. Yeah. Ephesians 4:14. Ephesians 4:14. That we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine, by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive. We are to not be like children that can be led astray by any doctrine. We're to stand for the truth. And I was faced with this when the kids were younger, and I had been invited to a Bible study with some other homeschool moms, and I went, and they were teaching one thing about the Holy Spirit, and I was going, I don't think this is right. And so I talked to one of the ladies, well, the lady that invited me, and she said, I can understand what is the truth or not. I enjoyed the Bible study with the parents, and the kids were able to go, and they had their lessons and things. And she said, well, I can pick out what's not right and take. And I thought, well, I can do the same thing. But then the Lord dealt with my heart that I may be able to tell what was being said was wrong. But my children were being taught the same lesson I was at their level, and they weren't. And so I quit going. And I never regretted it. And so we have to be able to stand for the truth. Ephesians 4:27. Oh, I just left my chapter. Neither give place to the devil. We're not to give him an opening at all to where he can come in and work at our faith or work at whatever it is. Are we 100% good at that? No. There have been times that I've been discouraged and things, and the Lord has to bring me back around and things. But we are exhorted here, never give place to the devil. Philippians 4:13, we can all say this together. Let's say it together. I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. What can we do? Everything. But can we do it in our own power? No. It is the power of the Lord. We can overcome the battle through Christ's strength alone. 2 Timothy 2. I was going Timothy, Titus, and I was getting ready to say after. I was going, wait a minute. So I'm glad I didn't answer. 2 Timothy 2, verse 3. Thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. No man that warreth entangleth himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who hath chosen him to be a soldier. We are not to be encumbered by the things of this world, because they will only distract us. James 4:7. James 4 and verse 7. Submit yourselves therefore to God. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. Yes. Satan cannot succeed against a fully equipped believer. He will flee from us. Mm-hmm. If we know the word of God and we can say, get behind me, Satan, he has to do it because he can't stand before the Lord. First Peter 5:8. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. That's what he wants to do. He wants to devour our faith. He can't, again, he can't take our salvation, but he can weaken our faith if we're not fully prepared for the battle. And again, he is set on spiritually destroying as many as he can. It says he's like a roaring lion and he's walking about. But 1 John 4:4. Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Amen. That is the only way that we can stand, is because he is greater than the one that is in the world. Yes, are you prepared? Amen. And I started studying the other verses, and there was at least that many more scriptures, so I thought, I better stop. And so, Lord willing, we'll continue this next week. But I hope you received a blessing, because I've found so much encouragement in the word that he is there constantly with me, and that I can trust him, because he will never leave me and he will never forsake me.